Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1735. Visible translated text is as follows. The state introduced the following documentary evidence, to wit: certified copy of an indictment against George Wren found at May term, 1912, of Fulton Superior Court, in which it was charged that on the 17th day of April, 1912, the said George Wren did steal certain jewelry, a detailed description of which is set forth, of the alleged value of $28,437.88, the same being the property of S. and H. Gilley. Upon said indictment was a verdict of guilty dated October 30th, 1912, and the sentence by the court that the said George Wren served 12 months upon the public works of Fulton County. The state introduced an indictment found at March term, 1912, of Fulton Superior Court against Nell Arnold, L.P. Eubanks, and Jesse Duffy, charging the three parties named with the offense of car breaking in the county of Fulton on the 12th day of November, 1911. And upon said indictment was an entry signed by the presiding judge that the same was null prosed in open court on the 27th day of June, 1912. The state likewise introduced an indictment found at March term, 1912, charging B.F. Durham, Hal Klein, McHenry Hatmaker, L.P. Eubanks, J.R. Miles, and A.L. Jesse, with the offense of car breaking, and upon said indictment is an entry of null prose, signed by the presiding judge, dated the 27th day of June, 1912. The state likewise introduced an indictment found at March term, 1912, of Fulton Superior Court against Nell Arnold, John B. Hairston, Paul B. Jarman, L.P. Eubanks, A.L. Jesse, Jesse Duffy, and Pat Duffy, charging the parties named with the offense of car breaking on November 5th, 1911. And upon said indictment is an entry of null prose, signed by the presiding judge, dated June 27th, 1912. The state likewise introduced an indictment found at March term, 1912, of Fulton Superior Court against Hal Klein, McHenry Hatmaker, B.F. Durham, L.P. Eubanks, and J.